The film District 9 was one of the surprise hits of 2009. It was a rare action movie that addressed serious issues in a smart way, inspired by apartheid-era events in South Africa. Writer-director Neil Blomkamp is now back with Elysium. LA Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Elysium, like District 9, tries to graft sociopolitical concerns onto science fiction. But the combination of genre and ideas is not as adroitly done this time around. The year is 2154, and Earth is covered with blighted, devastated slums filled with poor people. Anyone of any wealth and status now lives on Elysium, an elaborate space station where the air is pure and healing machines are everywhere. Think of a flesh-and-blood version of Disney's WALL-E, and you'll get the general idea. Max, played by a bulked-up, shaved-head, tattooed Matt Damon, is trying to make the best of things in the hell that is Earth. Max is a former car thief who has to deal with a humorless droid parole officer.
Elevation and heart rate detected. Would you like a pill?
No, thank you. What I'd like to do is
stop
explain
talking. Personality matrix suggests a 78.3% chance of regression to old behavior patterns. Grand Theft Auto. Assault with a deadly weapon. Resisting arrest. Would you like to talk to a human?
No, I am okay. Thank you.
Are you being sarcastic and or abusive?
Negative.
Once Max gets to work, things get worse. He ends up with a lethal dose of radiation that will kill him in 5 days. His only hope of survival is to somehow get to Elysium and make use of the place's miraculous healing machines.
Let's go, guys! Out of the cars!
Max and the film's bad guys face off, as they inevitably must.
Do it!
Once explosions begin, issues like illegal immigration and universal access to health care fade into insignificance.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and also for the Los Angeles Times.